Jay Jeffers, who'd worked on the project for a long time and have extensive experience in redevelopment of these big old buildings. What they were bumping up against was just a construction gap and financing that they weren't able to close. And I think it's really down to their approach and how they saw the redevelopment. It made it, I don't know if it made it more expensive, but they just weren't ever to quite get all their funding around, even on paper. But with Collier Gibson, they've got a nice plan. It's a streamlined plan, and I think they're going to be very successful.